Hi, ma'am, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, are you the homeowner? That's a lovely guard dog you got there.
Yeah, I can tell, okay. Yeah.
I was just passing by real quick. I'm with the point. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the neighbors told you what we're doing in this neighborhood here today. That's okay. I see some nice here on the going. Mm-hmm. I sat down with a couple people in your neighborhood, just the Horns on the corner here, the Blakeleys, the Maloneys, and the Wicks all in this area. Uh-huh. I know most people in this area haven't seen too much on the inside because they already do have a service.
Uh-huh.
Who do you guys service with?
Moyer. I'm like, I don't know.
No, that's great. That's awesome. They're good company. They're just stopping by here right now, man. Point Pest Control, your neighbors looked us up on Angie's List, mm-hmm. and they're just looking for more competitive rate in the neighborhood right mm-hmm. now. A lot of people, like I said, do have services in their neighborhood, mm-hmm. and they're satisfied, but a couple of them are looking for a little more fencing work, a little more safety precautions for the animals mm-hmm. and different things. We're just a little different in the neighborhood.
Do you have information you can give me?
Yeah, I'm just explaining real quick what we're doing right now. Right here, your neighbors here, I'll just show you. Actually, you know Jamie Horn, right? Mm-hmm. She's on the corner. She was with Moyer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she switched mostly for pricing for the value that we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'll step out real quick. I know Moyer does a good square on the foundation for you.
Right, yeah.
We've extended it a little bit to where we go 3 feet out and 3 feet up to the termite side. The termite spray, that actually works more for carpenter ants as well as those standard spray on the house.
Okay.
Now, do you know what you're covered for with Moyer, yes or no?
I mean, it's kind of almost anything that crawls.
Sure.
And then they come out if I ever need them to come out and spray for bees, or they come out for mice, or they come out for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They don't charge anything extra.
Yeah, we'll do the same thing. It's a little different as well. We're just doing little things different as well. I'm pretty familiar with more. Now, are you on like the 145 a quarter plan with them?
No, they don't come out quarterly.
Mm.
They come out. I don't know if it's a once a month or I don't know how often it is, but it's only like, it's not in the winter,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's only kind of like anything that's not frozen kind, you know.
Sure.
I guess so, 3/4 of the year.
Most pest control companies do come quarterly. We come quarterly. There's nothing would change too much with that. I know a lot of people in the neighborhood who have to get the wasps as well. Did you call Moyer originally out for the wasps originally, or was it for?
No, when I first started service with them, no, it wasn't for wasps. It was just for like little creepy things that I had on my windowsills or whatever.
Like ants, spiders, whatever.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, I was just talking to the neighbor from the way there. She was same story as well with just for her as well, just with Jamie Horn. What really changed for her was, I know a lot of people have heard about the ticks in this area. We have 3 tick granules 10 feet out around the whole foundation of the house. I know with more of that, maybe extra.
I've never had a tick issue, so I've never talked to you about it.
Sure. A lot of people in this neighborhood, just with the tree line having sitting,
mm-hmm.
they're often getting those ticks.
Okay.
As well as the bringing in on the dog,
mm-hmm.
other things as well. So we're expanding our barrier while she's doing a little 10 feet out on the house, the foundation. And she was getting the wasps sometimes up in the eaves. I know you may not get them.
Yeah.
But I know more they'll knock them down
for
you if you do. What we're doing is we just extend that barrier to where we actually go up there with a treated brush.
Uh-huh.
And we wipe down every inch of your eaves with a brush to get some more disinfectant up there and put some gel so that it'll come back every spring.
Okay.
So we knock them down and then do that on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little difference.
Mm-hmm.
Difference with that and the ticks. And then they'll come in and spray on the inside if you want. Is that correct?
I've never had them spray on the inside, ever. I mean, like, I've had them treat for mice, and I've had them... So I think I've ever had them do on the inside.
It's an option if you want to, like, the baseboard spray, if you are seeing
it. I don't think I'd ever have anybody spray on the inside.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Like, the face...
No,
the reason we don't spray baseboards, ma'am, because he's telling Jamie this as well, we don't spray the baseboards because of the residue that it leaves off and the smell.
Well, yeah, and animals and kids,
You're right. And newer technologies come out, ma'am. Do we actually treat the base in between your wall voids? All bugs that walk around the house on your pipes because of the moisture that attracts them. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So you know where that pipe goes in on the wall right there in the sink?
Yeah.
That's a high traffic area in the house. We'll treat that in the sub pump in between your wall voids. It's a phantom spray. When the bugs walk through there, they'll actually take it back to your nest and they'll die.
Okay.
It's called an interior flush out. And the same thing happens. So when other critters are walking in there, they pick it up too and they take it back to your nest and they die.
Okay.
A lot of families like Jamie have liked that because it's a little more simpler and it's so much more effective on the house.
Okay.
And, so inside-outside service, what we're doing, we're actually just doing the basis, ma'am. We're including all of that. Actually, it's on the quarterly 105.
Okay.
With a flat rate to never, never raise.
Okay.
Now, if you were looking to see if there's more for value, for price, or...
I'd have to look. If you give me a second.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. much now from them.
Yeah, the difference is we're talking about like a $3 difference here within the price, where you're getting that tick granule, which you're not getting right now. That's all around the foundation. Jamie was getting the ticks. You're going to get them here and there just because of where the animals live.
Yeah.
They're coming in. And as well as that wet away up for those wasps and those carpenter bees.
Well, let me do this. For right now, I'm fine with my service, but I will talk to like Jamie and other people who've switched.
Yeah.
And see, you know, if they notice any huge difference, and then I can get back in touch with you guys if I decide
to
switch.
Yeah, I'll just show you real quick what her paperwork here was, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Jamie's, that's her handwriting too as well. So what we do, we put on the full preventative. Mm-hmm. A lot of things as well, the difference is like, ours is a flat rate for you. Mm-hmm. It's a year agreement too, but then we can come back and you can renew at the same rate with all the same benefits.
Okay.
What's included in that, normally we don't include the carpenter and tick control, but do we just bundle that to where they're included with free resources, the inside and the outside. I'm just here because a lot of people have called us out here because we're on edge. It's helping a lot of people save money, and for $3 extra, you're getting the ticks and that web away.
Yeah.
And it's $3.
No, but for right now, honestly, like I really haven't had any issues that will cause me to switch. So I appreciate it, but for now I'm okay.
Sure, this is just for Point Best Control in the future. I mean, I do a lot of other homes in this neighborhood right now. I mean, I've had a lot of people switch today because strictly for price and as well as the Kendricks down the road here. Mm-hmm. You know Michael Kendrick?
No, but that's okay.
Charles Way West. He was another service as well. He wanted a little bit to save money at all. In the service, I mean, is value more important or price for you?
It's both. I mean, but like I said, if I had issues with my service, I'd be more inclined to switch. I don't have any issues with them. I don't have a price issue. I don't have a service issue. So there, at this point, I'm not inclined to have my service, you know, move somewhere else if I don't have an issue with them.
I mean, most people aren't married to their companies, right?
No, yeah, I'm not. But like I said, I will always switch a service if I'm not happy with who I'm using. But I haven't had any issues, and I don't feel right moving my service.
How long have you guys been with them again?
A while.
A while, like 10 years or so? Okay.
Yeah,
I was just stopping by. A lot of people in this neighborhood do use us, and they wanted that more competitive rate. And we're just doing a little bit of things differently, like that neutral spray on the inside. Mm-hmm. That is a lot more effective for your pets and for the families. And so I just look for a point in the future. We'll do those things as well. We're on Angie's and we're on the BBB.
Okay.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of us before?
Nope.
Or no? Okay. Smaller company. Mm-hmm. We're having to keep up with those bigger ones by including some of those extras you do as well.
I will keep it in mind.